Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Today, the Church honors the parents of our Blessed Mother Mary. The oral tradition of the early Church convey their names as Joachim and Anne, and they are honored by the Church for their faith in the covenant with God. They represent the entire quiet remnant that for generations faithfully lived their lives following the Shema of the Old Covenant. The fruit of their faithfulness to God's covenant was Mary, then ultimately the long-awaited Messiah. What we know of Mary is her humble and obedient spirit, her knowledge of God's promise fulfilled in the Messiah, her charity towards others, and most importantly, the hope she put in God's promise fulfilled in Jesus. That's what I believe we desire for ourselves and for our families. So let's take a look at what the Shema, recorded in Deuteronomy 6, is. The word Shema carries with it the meaning hear and obey. So this is how it reads in our sacred scripture. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. The Shema is sort of a checklist for us as we live our lives inclined to the Lord, listening and obeying. The following quote by James Clear came to my mind as I was writing my thoughts down about the practice of the Shema. Goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress. So what is our goal as Christians that set the direction of our lives? Well, to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And what is the system that will lead us to the goal? The Shema offers the habits, so to say, that will compound our growth and progress in reaching our goal for ourselves and our families. How do we then achieve that in our family lives? The daily habit of reading Scripture writes on our hearts the truth, beauty, and goodness of our faith. It embeds in our minds who we are and what we are about. Do we arrange the priorities of life below our priority to teach our children to honor and love God above all things? Stop and think about that. Do we consider building our family's foundation of faith our ultimate purpose? If we do, the habit of prayer together and the reading of God's word must be the foundation of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge for our children to build their lives upon. Incorporating our faith in God, a little here and a little there, as the Shema says, as you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise, always wins the day. So the habit of arrow prayers throughout the day can stay with a child for a lifetime. My mother would pray the psalm, "Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning." She'd pray it over me when I struggled against melancholy. That prayer has come from my own lips many times for myself and as I parented our children. I have opportunity now with some of my own melancholy grandchildren to pray this over them. I would recommend a children's book, a children's Bible storybook for young families. Asking questions about the story initiates conversations with our children according to their age. And in this exchange, we bind God's covenant with us to our children. As your children age, you encourage a devotional approach to the reading of sacred scripture. As a family, we practice the faith by praying the sacred scriptures and in having conversation about the faith. We taught our children to journal their prayers to the Lord, a habit that continues today in their adult lives as they parent their own children. The priority of keeping covenant with the Lord through the sacraments of our faith builds the foundation of faith in God for the next generation. Weekly worship at Mass isn't just a duty, it's a privilege. We, with our families, gather together to show our gratitude to God for becoming our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Foster an atmosphere of anticipation about worshiping at Mass. If we feel that way, our children will follow. Our habits imprint on the doorposts, of our children's lives. Above all this, I believe the consistency of our practice of the faith is paramount. And with the Holy Spirit's leadership, we are given the fortitude we need to raise our children in the faith. Lord, you promise us in your word that if we raise our children up in the habits of our faith, they will not depart from them. Help us to be the Shema you want us to be, to hear and obey you as we strive toward the goal of our children and grandchildren knowing you and loving you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Saints Joachim and Anne, pray for us. Blessed Mother, intercede for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.